awesome morning party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You look nice today.
Hey.
Look at your shirt with your collar.
I'm a nerd today.
Yeah.
Wore my glasses. Got a collar peeking out of my striped sweater.
This guy over here, he's a valedictorian. Watch out for him.
Yeah.
You know who you wouldn't have gotten along with?
Who?
Kevin Bacon's character in Footloose.
Oh, man.
Of course, you would have been that super nerdy guy that was like Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
You remember Boom. That part in the big dance, and he started like going nuts.
Yeah.
Like, dancing is awesome. Footloose.
Never underestimate the nerd.
Footloose.
And his ability to dance better than you.
Don't dance better than you, me.
It is Tuesday. We have a big show today.
We have a huge
show. I'm really, really excited. We've been prepping for this all week.
Yeah. We have.
Of course, it's Tuesday.
It's New Music Tuesday.
New Music Tuesday. We've got a ton of new music today. Gosh. Some bands that we've played in the past that have brand new records coming, so we got some new singles from them. We got some new side project songs.
Ooh.
We got a bunch of stuff today.
Bunch of stuff.
Wow. I'm excited.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good one.
So that's coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. And speaking of New Music Tuesday, if you're a local artist, I don't care where you're listening. If you're a local artist and you got a band, you want to get your music on our station, all you got to do is send us your MP3.
That's all you got to do. And a bio.
And a bio, yeah. You can either email it to us, studio@mystaticradio.com, but the easiest way, honestly, get to our website. MyStaticRadio.com, under the Locals Rule section, you can hit us up with an MP3, upload it there.
Woohoo!
Give us a little info about yourself, and we will play it for New Music Tuesday. We've been getting a lot of new music from local artists.
We're trying to enhance this whole local artist thing.
Yes.
So we're trying to work out a way where you could hear from, maybe you could get your music listened to by some pros.
I like that. Or bros.
Or bro pros.
Yes. Static!
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Man, I'm happy you guys are loving your job. Doing what you're
Nobody
doing.
Said that. I'm just kidding.
Well,
it's a great job.
You guys make it sound like you like your job.
We love each other.
It shows.
Yeah.
Right?
We do.
We love it.
Yeah.
That's good. My job stinks.
Oh. What do you do? Yeah. Clean out toilets?
I think I'd actually prefer that, but
I cleaned out toilets.
No,
I liked my job.
He said stink, so I just assumed.
I see what you did. You're going for the literal
pooping.
I was actually a service plumber for a while, and dealing with caca is no fun, but
Yeah.
But I enjoyed doing it.
Yeah.
Anywho, can I make a song request?
Absolutely.
Yeah. The Almost Amazing Grace.
Ooh. Yeah, look at you.
So here's a question. My wife has been doing this thing this year for a whole 7 days on what she's grateful for. And she has to take a photo every day of like something different that she's grateful for. And it's like really changing her perspective. She's been, you know, it's been a whole
week. For the whole year?
For the whole year, every day, something different.
Surely.
For 365 days.
It's a good practice if you think about it.
Man, it's really good because it's like, man, it gets you to think. Because once you run out of your children or your wife or whatever, you know, it's like, man, that's like three. You got to come up with 360 more things. And
yeah, come October, she's going to be taking pictures of like apples and be like, oh,
you never
I'm
know.
Happy that there's no worm in this.
It's been right.
I'm happy that this carpet isn't stained.
But it's all perspective. So what is one thing that you absolutely love about your job?
It allows me to spend time with my kids during the day.
Oh,
that's
see,
awesome.
That is incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. The job sucks, but I'm trying to be content with it.
There
so
you go.
It's working for the family.
Dude, yeah. I feel you. That is one thing that is awesome. So there you go.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you for changing my perspective.
Hey, Woo! Man. Just trying to get you going on your Tuesday. Thanks for calling.
All right, thanks, guys. Later.
All right, man.
Thank you.
Later. You know,
look at you. You wore your collar out of shirt. You've got your glasses on, and you
just
are
saying.
Changing the world one person at a time. If you hate your job, call right now, and Steve will make you love it. He will make you love your job. Right now.
I don't know if I could do that.
I can help.
Yeah.
I can try to help. Look at this. This is, I don't know if this is a paper cut or what I think is more likely. It's so cold outside that my skin is starting to crack.
Yeah, no, no, no. I had to, this morning, look, that's blood.
This is nuts.
It's just crack.
And on our sheet of paper, we're going to learn about more crazy cold stuff that's going on.
Yeah, dude, it is a little chilly. Thus, see, that's why I'm wearing so many layers today.
We are very lucky over here in Albuquerque to not be smack dab in the middle of the polar vortex.
Yeah, our good friends driving across the country right now.
Yep.
Haven't got it too bad, but they're trying to get to Salt Lake City, and I have a feeling it's going to get colder before it gets warmer. So,
gosh, you know, on the way to Salt Lake City is where... That one time I hit that black ice in the way. Yeah. Never forget it. Woo, it was rough. Scary. It was scary, y'all.
Salt Lake City's that way, so I have a feeling that they're not going to be coming into the studio this morning, but we'll see.
Yeah, I know.
That's all right.
Well, Tim forgot to give me something.
Oh, that's right.
So I texted him and said, I forgot to get this, so now you have to come.
Yes.
We're trying to get Tim Skipper and his buddy John.
Yeah.
Who we've been like anonymous John. Who is John? Who is John? And then come to find out last night when they came over, John is one of the guys that helped make the Blue Like Jazz movie.
Yeah.
And he filmed, we play a guy named Armin J.
Yeah.
AJ Cheek used to be in Nevertheless, his side or his solo project now, Armin J, which is his actual name.
Right.
He filmed his new music video, which is supposed to premiere sometime this week.
Which is cool.
It is cool. And when it premieres, I'm going to put a link up to it on,
boom!
Our, on our thing and say, go support my friend.
Static.
Oh,
why?
They hated us.
Fine.
We don't need y'all. This goes out to our buddy.
Yeah.
That just called.
Enjoy your kids today. It's
pretty
cool. Enjoy
this song right now.
It's the Almost Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Breaking news right now for you from me. We are best friends.
Breaking news.
We talked about this.
Sorry.
Why would you do that?
I was bringing it back.
Breaking news.
I'm bringing it back to 2013.
Gross.
I know, I'm sorry.
Hey, check it out. Guys, it's very cold all across the country. It's like most of the country, it's freezing.
I jumped on Instagram and I had three friends in a row put up the exact same
temperature
photo.
Yeah. The temperature
1 degrees,
photo.
1 degrees. 1 degrees.
I'm ignoring that photo. I'm going to figure
you
out.
You already liked it.
I'm going to... Wait, Dawn? That's my wife's photo. I gotta like her.
Yeah,
photo.
I know. She was one of the three friends that
what
put
I,
it in a
what
row.
What I mean, ignoring it, I'm not gonna put up a temperature photo.
Oh.
I'm
ignoring
that movement. I'm gonna find a different way to put up. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go find a real life thermometer with mercury in it. And I'm gonna. No, I shouldn't have said that on the radio.
You shouldn't have.
Breaking news, somebody's gonna steal my idea. Dadgummit. That's a southern saying. Somebody's probably like, what did he just say? Sorry. Okay, so it is super cold everywhere in the United States. We are under something called the polar vortex.
Ah.
The polar vortex is the most fearsome storm to ever strike the mainland United States from Canada. It is also proof that Canada hates us.
Yeah.
And they've been plotting against us with their icy dreams for years.
Yep.
But the thing is about Canada... It's just an ice storm, and we're going to get through it because we're America.
Yeah.
Now, if this was like a drug lord thing from Mexico or South America, then I don't know what would happen. But breaking news, Canada, this is just some crazy joke, and we're going to get through it.
This too shall pass.
Good try.
Yeah.
Nice try.
Mm-hmm.
An Iowa man was jailed after a fight with his brother over peanut butter sandwiches.
Okay.
That's all the information I have. We don't know if the peanut butter sandwiches made it out alive. Tim Tebow was hired by ESPN. He is now my favorite analyst.
Yeah.
For college stuff. I have not seen him talk about anything.
Nope.
Because last night, in the BCS championship,
man, what
the college
game.
Season officially ended. Right?
Yeah.
That was the last one. And that was a great game. We watched it. Buddy Tim Skipper and his buddy John passing through, so they watched it with us.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a great game. Florida State, the Seminoles, came through with the win. Dawn's family is, like, divided. You got the Knowles and you got some Gators walking around.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Last night, my buddy Nate, he's a huge Knowles fan. as is my friend Brian, said that I need to just jump on the bandwagon now because I don't really have a home.
Oh, you could.
And since I'm a huge Bucks fan,
you could just hop on the Knowles thing.
I'll just hop on that bandwagon, but I don't know if I want to. Local artist, Illucent.
Illucent.
He predicted yesterday, he had a tweet, and he said, hey man, really rooting for Auburn tonight, but I have a feeling FSU is going to take it by 3.
Oh my gosh!
And the final score last night was 34-31, and he posted a photo of his earlier tweet and the final score and put, just saying.
Oh, he's a prophet.
Yeah.
Lucent, I have some questions for you.
Yeah.
Call in.
So, there you go.
It's questions about life and love and...
Not only is he an incredible hip-hop artist, he also is a prophet from the Old Testament.
From the OT.
Yep.
He's going to go OT on me
mm-hmm.
with his prophets.
Yeah. Thankfully, it didn't go OT because FSU won by 3.
Oh, my gosh. This is a rhymesmith we're dealing with, people.
Hey, if Illucent is a prophet, then I'm a rapper. So
they call me the rhymesmith. That's who you're dealing with. I want friends, but none of them will be my friend. That last one didn't rhyme. I don't have any friends. OJ Simpson has a life-threatening disease.
What?
Yeah, that's all the info I have. A man who says he killed a Bigfoot says he'll take the body on tour, makes me believe he did not actually kill a Bigfoot. Here's the thing. If somebody ever kills a Bigfoot, it's not going to be, yeah, I'm gonna have to take this out and show the world what I've done.
The government would take it.
Yeah, it's going to be like... this is a real deal.
Yeah.
This is a real Bigfoot.
Yep.
This is for real. Just like when any real thing happens,
mm-hmm.
you hear about it, like, immediately now, but you hear about it everywhere.
Yeah. But we'd have photos of it already.
It would be all over. I mean, if they found a real-life Bigfoot,
mm-hmm.
maybe the pictures will come out today.
And maybe.
I'll eat these words, and I will gladly eat them, because I want there to be a Bigfoot.
You really do.
I want there to be monsters.
Yeah.
I want monsters to be real. I want people to discover them. I want us to have to battle them. I want dinosaurs to come back.
Wait, what?
I want Megalodon to be in the ocean.
I want monsters to be like they are in Monsters, Inc.
No.
Like, when I picture Bigfoot, I picture, like, the abominable snowman.
I want Godzilla walking around.
Oh.
I want life-threatening, like, us going, what are we going to do? Lord, please help us. There are monsters in this world.
Leviathan.
What are we going to do? What are we going to do? And then we're having to pray, and then cities are just... This is not a good thing to want. I've talked myself out of it. Madonna has stirred up controversy by posting a picture of her 13-year-old son holding a bottle of gin.
Okay.
I read about this yesterday. It was Happy New Year's, and it was her kids, and I guess one of them had a thing, and it was just like, Happy New Year. And then she reached out, because people were like, I can't believe you did this, can't believe it. And then she was like, hey, they weren't drinking. It was a joke. And then there's this whole, everybody needs to quit taking stuff so seriously. All this crazy stuff. Oh, Madonna.
Good old Madonna.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel cracked her pelvis while skiing.
Oh.
That's no fun. When's the last time you cracked your pelvis? You got that hip replaced, right?
Yeah. First of never.
Now it's bionic. Two Portuguese women were busted for trying to smuggle over 5 pounds cocaine from Brazil to Spain. The cocaine was hidden under their wigs.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Wow.
New Jersey authorities are cracking down on sex trafficking in advance of the Super Bowl, and that is awesome.
Yeah.
You know, sex trafficking in America is a big deal.
Huge.
We've heard about it more over the past few years.
Yeah.
But it's definitely like this sneaky operation.
Mm-hmm.
Because we found out when we were in Waverly, that like Cleveland, Ohio is one of the biggest. It's weird. It's like these cities. And then Georgia is crazy for it. Like
Phoenix.
Yeah. Man. Do some research. Look into this, people. See how you can help.
Yeah.
A U.S. Senate candidate from Nebraska wants to move the capital of America from Washington, D.C. to Nebraska.
What?
There is no logic in that. What? How are you going to... Oh. Okay. We live in 2014 now, and we got a guy that wants to move the state capital of our country that will be 300 in 2076.
Yep.
And now he wants...
Is
now
that the tricentennial?
Yeah.
Okay.
I hope I live to see that.
Yeah.
Because I want to get a license plate that says tricentennial. because in the 70s they had the bicentennial license plates. 12-year-old girl, oh my gosh, in New Hampshire got her tongue stuck to a metal flagpole.
Okay.
Just like
Who
in A Christmas Story.
Who has not seen A Christmas Story yet?
Most kids.
I mean, really?
A lot of people don't like that movie and they don't show it to their kids.
Gosh.
That movie teaches many lessons.
Yeah, like don't stick your tongue on a frozen flagpole.
Oh my goodness. Speaking of the freezing temperatures, the Midwest is currently dead center in the eye of the polar vortex, Canada's attempt at taking us over. A weather pattern in which some of the coldest air on the planet clenches a beyond icy fist on America's heartland.
Wow.
That fist smells like maple leaves.
So does their money.
I know, weird.
I want to smell their money.
We talked about that one day, but then my friend Olivia from Canada was like, no, it really does smell like maple.
I seriously want to find some Canadian dollars.
That's weird. The air, ironically, was pushed southward due to a warm patch of water near Alaska. Thanks, Alaska. Seward's folly. The warm air, in effect, blocks Pacific winds from reaching the Arctic. So what happens at temperatures that cold? The antifreeze in your car could freeze.
That's...
One popular what? Brand will freeze at minus 34 degrees. The coldest temperature recorded in the country Monday afternoon was minus 36 in Crane Lake, Minnesota.
Man.
Negative 36.
Nope.
God,
like, what do you do?
It's 12 degrees here, and we're walking in going, oh, my God, my body is falling apart. Check this out, too. Speaking of cold, I know we got a lot of cold news.
Yeah.
But melt your icy heart and listen to it. You're welcome. So in Toronto and other, like the Ontario area of Canada, people are hearing these giant booms. Like huge crashes.
That's what didn't they film Godzilla in Canada?
I hope
I'm just saying, maybe it's more a documentary than we think.
But they're calling these things frost quakes.
Whoa.
Frost quakes make their presence known in the form of a loud booming sound that can be mistaken for an explosion. So these things are loud. Also known as cryoseism. You know, I'm not a scientist. I'm not a wordsmith like my friend over here.
Hey, you know, I was just thinking they need to get a big enough bowl.
For what?
Them frosted quakes.
Wow. No words. There are no words. I feel like I felt when I was watching the Godzilla trailer. Like that sense of urgency. But I was speechless. That's how I feel. Anyway, also known as a cryoseism, I guess. A frost quake occurs when water penetrates the soil and then it freezes rapidly.
Wow.
Meteorologist Natasha Ramsahai explains, water expands when it freezes, and when it expands in frozen soil, it literally pushes a lot of stress on that dirt and will release the energy all of a sudden, very much like an earthquake releases that energy and shifts the ground.
Wow.
Although frost quakes can be startling, they are not a threat to people or even structures. According to the Maine Geological Survey, cryoseisms release... I hope I'm saying that right. Does that look like cryoseisms? That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
Release very little energy compared to a true earthquake, and their vibrations tend to dissipate after just a few hundred yards. That's still pretty creepy. You're walking around. It's so cold, the world is punching me. There's a lot of news on here.
Yeah.
What time is it?
Oh, you got three minutes.
Plenty of time. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. There is a teen, a 15-year-old in India, who owns 14,000 pencils from 40 countries. It is the world's biggest collection of pencils. Wow. His collection has two pencils thought to have once belonged to Queen Elizabeth II.
Wow.
And he believes it could be the world record-breaking pencil collection.
Maybe that's what my in-laws were preparing Luke for, because at his birthday he was like tearing open all these presents and was like, Lego sets, a Duck Dynasty Uncle Sack costume or whatever that was,
yeah,
which is pretty cool, which he wears all the time.
He wears it constantly.
And then he opened one and it was a pencil sharpener and a bunch of colored pencils, and I was like, oh man, I hope he pulls this one off. I hope he pretends like, and that's like his favorite because he's just up there like coloring with his colored pencils, and then he even said two nights ago, he said, hey, I found some pencils in the drawer that were dull, and I sharpened them.
Yes.
He was stoked.
He's taking care of stuff.
He is.
He's taking care of business.
So practical.
He is a pencil master.
He is a much better 8-year-old than I was, because at 8 years old, if I had opened a present and it was an electronic pencil sharpener, I would have been like, who was this?
Who did this?
Thou art banished from my party.
Who have you done this? What the? Oh, there is a story here about a family that reunited with their missing son via an Associated Press photograph.
Yes!
And we're going to talk about that later.
Oh, man.
We're not going to
be prepared for that story.
It's going to make you cry.
Grab your tissues, and if you're in Minnesota, don't let them hit your cheek, because they'll freeze to your face.
Yeah, it's crazy to me how cold it is, because Ethan Luck in Nashville put up a video of him throwing water in the air and it freezing midair. And I've never done that, and we need to do it here.
We should do it here.
I bet it does it here for real, because it's so dry.
It's amazing.
I grew up in a very humid environment.
Yeah. It's incredible. Yeah, we'll have to do that.
Hey, check this out. A 507-pound bluefin tuna sold for $70,000 during the first Suzuki Market tuna auction of the year in Tokyo Sunday. The buyer operates a chain of sushi restaurants in Japan. He paid $1.76 million for a 489-pound tuna last year. So he kind of got a discount on this 507-pound bluefin tuna, because he only had to pay 70 grand.
Gosh.
Man, he got ripped off if you think about it. Because he paid $1.7 million for a 489-pound tuna last year. Guys, fish are expensive. We don't realize how many fish in this world are so expensive.
Hey, but this is why it doesn't make sense that they're so expensive, because there's plenty of fish in the sea. That's what my grandpa always told
me. That's what he told you, and that is ridiculous. There's a study going around from the University of Illinois. A couple of university professors, they got to thinking while they were enjoying their lunch at an off-campus fast food place, what would happen if part of the restaurant were a little quieter, a little nicer, but with the same food? You know, so you got your fast food, but the restaurant, the ambiance is a little nicer. The men conducted research in a Hardee's, which is a Carl's Jr. out here.
Okay.
Same thing. That's so confusing. Where is that line in this country where all of a sudden you're seeing Carl's Jr. and you're like, what happened?
Yeah.
It's the same place.
That, like, really, with the star and everything?
Yeah.
Like, it's, wow.
It's the same company. Huh. Hardee's on the East Coast. Carl's Jr. on the West.
That's so weird.
A former smoking room was classed up with indirect lighting, tablecloths, and soft jazz. The result was that people in the nicer part of the restaurant spent a little more time but ate a little less. The research showed that the people in the nicer room ate 18% less food than did the diners in the regular part of the restaurant. The researchers say the finding confirms what diet nutrition people are always saying. Eating slowly lets your stomach tell you when it's full. When that happens, stop eating.
Wow.
There you go, friends. Fast food places are traps for your stomach. They invite you in there to their bright and colorful world, and then all you want to do is eat, 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 and then you go home and you are sick, and then you keep eating that food and you get sicker and sicker, and then you die.
Oh.
And then all of a sudden, you're like, I gotta come back because I'm not finished yet. And then you come back as a ghost and you set up shop in a local house and you haunt that house, and the whole time you're hungry, because that's part of your personal hell, is just being hungry forever because you ate so much fast food, and that's breaking news.
Is that why zombies are constantly just wanting to eat things?
No, no, my friend. Oh. Zombies, that's a totally different thing.
Okay.
They didn't only consume fast food.
Ah.
They consumed everything they could look at.
Okay.
They were eating pencils.
They're gluttons.
They found this pencil collection, and they ate the pencils. And so they're just eating brains forever. That's what happens when you eat too much fast food, kids. You come back as a ghost. And you're always hungry for it.
I'm just saying, stay away. Fast food is dangerous.
It's got to be.
Ditches are deadly. So is fast food.
Yes. That's the end of breaking news.
The more you know. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. Birthdays?
Buff days.
Morning.
Steve Good Brannan. Morning.
Did you hear me drop some truth on people just then?
Kind of. One ear.
Sometimes you got to be so honest, you just got to tell a lie.
Wait. What?
No.
It makes sense.
Okay.
You guys trust me.
It's day 7 of 2014. There's 358 days left in the year.
Woo!
And, Mateo?
Hey.
It's Mr. Coppola's birthday.
Francis Ford?
Nope. His
Sophia?
Nephew.
Jeffrey Coppola.
Nope.
Brian.
Oh! Oh! Oh!
Who is it?
His nephew! His nephew is Nicolas Cage!
That's high praise.
Yeah. Hey, guess who his aunt is, Steve? I didn't know this.
Sophia Loren.
Talia Shire.
Hey!
Who's that? Wow.
Adrian!
Yes.
Yo, Adrian!
She was also in the Godfather films.
She was also the girl that was trying to get Batman killed.
So it's Nick's birthday. What's your favorite Nick Cage movie?
Me? Oh, the Family Man.
You know what? Me too.
I love that movie.
Me
you
too.
You guys are out of your mind. I hated that movie.
What's yours, Con Air?
Ghost Rider.
No, dude. If you're going to
Fast Times
at
Ridgemont High.
Oh, yeah. He was in that.
What about like Raising Arizona?
Oh, that's
Raising
Arizona
is real good. Face Off was good.
Face Off was good.
Does it have to be one where he's like the main guy?
No.
Okay. My favorite role of his was probably Big Daddy.
Con Air.
Yeah. He was really good.
Yeah, he was good in that. Actually.
Okay, so Nick Cage's birthday.
Oh man, how old is this wonderful?
Oh, he's
going to
be Raymond Steele in the Left Behind movie coming up.
Yeah, that's true.
I can't wait for that. I'll be front row center. Not really. I'll be in the middle.
All right, we're out of music. How old is he?
Oh, 61.
What? He is not that old. He's like 50.
I stick with 61.
50.
He is 50.
Ah! Hey! He has reached a half a century.
Yeah! One, two, three, four. How about Peggy Sue Got Married?
Yeah, that was pretty good, too.
Peggy, I've never seen that.
That was a total Nick Cage voice.
Yeah.
Peggy.
What else? Man, he's been in so many great
Joe
ones.
Was he in Joe and the Volcano? Or was that somebody else?
News lady Katie Couric celebrating her birthday today.
Leaving Katie Couric. Vegas. Yes. The movie was sad.
That was sad.
Katie Couric?
Yep.
She is 51.
53.
57.
Ah. Oh.
This goes back so to your guys' age.
Mark Paul Gosselaar.
No.
Mario Lopez.
Elizabeth.
Nope.
Banks.
Hurley.
Nope.
Berkeley.
Nope.
It was Elizabeth Berkeley. Berkeley. Yes.
Dustin Diamond's birthday.
Oh. Hey,
Screech. Come on, Screech. Get it right.
Yeah, we know.
We know about you, Screech. We know what you've done with your life since Saved by the Bell. Dustin Diamond.
Man.
Flushing it down the toilet, my friend.
Oh, yeah. Man.
His life came screeching to a halt.
Look out for this man. I'm telling you, Steve-O has got all the rhymes all the time.
He is 41.
36.
37.
Oh, man.
He was younger than the rest of the cast. Okay. That's why I had so many problems. Or so
from the Bourne Legacy, The Town.
Oh, man, Jeremy Renner.
Yeah.
Gosh.
What's the movie where he defused bombs in the desert?
Oh, man, The Hurt Locker.
I feel like you should
say... He was incredible.
You should say The Avengers because it's the number three all-time grossing movie.
Well, I'm playing The Avengers music.
Yeah. Tonight's episode of S.H.I.E.L.D. I cannot wait to see and discuss for Comics Corner.
Yes.
All right.
Supposedly, we find out what happened to Coulson.
Yeah.
Stand task. Jeremy Renner.
Stand target.
Jeremy Renner.
Okay, wait. I got to figure this out because he went to high school with Petro.
Yep.
Pastor Jarrett from Calvary Knob Hill. They are buds. They are friends
in real
life still. They were in the same grade.
Still buddies.
So how old
is Jarrett Petro?
I don't know. Okay, wait.
Come on.
41.
I say 42.
43.
Oh!
So close.
Dang, y'all.
All right, now you actually just referenced this, so we'll go ahead and go there. From Shield? Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Hey!
Clark Gregg.
Brett Dalton.
I bet that's...
The
one we're supposed to care so much about.
Yeah.
I think it's the soldier dude.
Yeah.
That's who we're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm seriously looking forward to... Okay, so Clark Gregg, who plays Agent Coulson, said this is the first episode that his daughter is not allowed to watch.
All right.
Oh,
so
snap.
Apparently it's going to be really dark because at the midseason they said, man, our show's tanking. Let's watch some Arrow. Man, that show's dark.
And then the producer...
Let's go dark.
The producer of Arrow was like, if you want to know how to make a show about comics,
watch
stuff,
our
you watch
show.
Our show.
Brett Dalton's birthday.
Maybe they did.
Come on.
He is 33.
32.
31.
Almost said that.
This goes back to the 80s.
No.
Yep. From Silver Spoons and Buck Rogers in the 25th century, Erin Gray.
Okay.
Buck Rogers.
The gal. Wait. It's the gal from Buck Rogers.
Oh, okay.
I was going to try to remember the guy from Ted. Wasn't that Buck Rogers?
No, that was Flash Gordon.
That was Flash Gordon. Okay.
She is 54.
58.
64. Did you guys ever watch that one?
Silver Spoons?
No.
Oh. Buck Rogers?
Yeah.
I know.
All right. Bass player from the Go-Go's.
Oh, I'm like, is this Aha?
Kathy Valentine celebrating her birthday.
Nice. 46.
48.
55.
Whoa.
Oh, man, I threw us off.
All right. We'll move right on. She plays Maggie Green.
Wait. Is this Fringe? No. What is this?
Maggie Green. It's cool.
Is this Tron?
No.
No, it's not Tron. What is this?
It's returning in February, I think.
I don't know what this is.
Oh, wait. Maggie. This is the, like, extended edition. This is Maggie. It's Herschel's daughter. This is The Walking Dead.
Oh.
Right?
Lauren Cohen celebrating her birthday.
Is that her?
Yep.
Yes!
This is Walking Dead music right now?
Yeah, see? It threw me off.
When does it start going? I want to listen to this now because it's
no,
cool.
It's
I've never
creepy.
Heard this part.
It's because you don't normally get this.
Same guy did this music that did Transformers, or maybe it was Agents
of
Shield.
There it is. It's what we know.
So how old is Lauren?
29.
Be prepared.
28.
32.
Oh.
Man, so close. But so wrong.
I wanted to go younger for the females.
Okay, actually, I first saw this guy on NYPD Blue. And then he moved to CSI Miami.
David Caruso.
Take them sunglasses off.
Is it really?
You betcha.
Oh, man.
You got it.
He was in a movie with Nick Cage. What was that movie they were in together? He was like a mob dude.
Mob dude.
Now I've got to look it up.
Yeah!
Not now.
Caruso is...
I'd say 56.
54.
He is 58.
Oh.
All right, let me see if I can find this guy's music. I was having a hard time earlier because He's got music, but it wouldn't cue up.
Stever, why is it so cold outside?
I don't know. Oh, here you go. You played this earlier.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, Footloose.
Kevin Bacon.
I don't know.
Oh, you know what? I should... Here, let me help you out, Steve-O. There you go.
Oh, is this actually Kenny Loggins?
Yeah.
It's actually Kenny Loggins' birthday?
Yeah.
Nice. Kenny Loggins.
Can I make a request for some Top Gun Kenny Loggins?
Okay.
Yes!
Okay. There it is.
Okay.
Just saying, one of the raddest movies of all time, stupid Netflix, took it down.
Yeah.
You dummies.
Dummies.
They don't know good movies.
This guy's been making music a long time. Do you know, when he was with Loggins and Messina... Mama don't dance.
Your daddy don't rock and roll.
That's right. Singer Kenny Loggins. Your mama don't dance. He's got a country band now. You know he put together a country band?
Gross.
He did. I'm just telling you.
No, I'm offended.
How old do you think Kenny is?
He is 65.
Oh. I say 63.
He was 65 yesterday.
Oh, 66 is the answer.
Yep. All right, let's move on.
Caruso is in a movie called Kiss of Death, by the way, with Sting.
We're to dates.
Oh.
We are two dates. On this date in what year, the distress signal CQD is established, only to be replaced 2 years later by SOS.
Ooh, good call on the music.
Why CQD?
I don't know. It's, I don't know.
Because isn't SOS Save Our Ship?
Our souls.
Save our stuff. CQD.
SOS to the world.
Carrier quality.
What year?
Deteriorating.
Yes.
Oh, okay. SOS. So it was like. Way back.
1921.
1815. 1904.
Ah.
On this date, in what year? The first transatlantic telephone call took place from New York City to London.
Wow.
Transatlantic.
What do you think they talked about?
Sandwiches. Mr. Telephone
Man, there's something
wrong. What was that last one? 1904?
Yeah.
When they established SOS? Yeah.
Transatlantic phone call.
1922.
1918. 1927.
Ah!
So close.
Man!
Harlem Globetrotters played their first game on this date in what year?
69.
I say 75.
It was also 1927.
Whoa!
Yeah. Who would have thunk it?
They've been trotting for a long time.
The Washington Generals have been losing forever.
Frenchman Jean-Pierre Blanchard and American John Jeffries traveled from Dover, England to Calais, France in...
A balloon?
A gas balloon.
A gas balloon.
1947.
1860.
1785.
Okay. Wow.
Yep. All right, so on this date in what year the cowboy helmet was patented? It was a steel hat with attached face mask to protect bronc riders, cow branders, and blacksmiths.
Oh, wow.
Cowboy hats had masks?
It was a cowboy helmet.
Oh, a helmet.
So is that where the cowboys got their helmets from?
Maybe.
Sad.
If you don't understand
him. What's that?
This song sounds
You know this song.
Promise don't let your boys grow.
Yeah, I know. It's just sad. Mamas,
don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. When did they do that cowboy helmet?
Oh, man.
1888. Oh, that was way back in 1904.
I was in 1882.
Oh! 1882. I guess 1888 because of Back to the Future.
Oh, nice. Nice try. Okay, one more date.
They didn't have those helmets.
On this
Back
date, in what year? Yeah, but I guess. W.K. Dixon received a patent for motion picture film.
Wow. Ooh. Ooh.
We should know this. I bet John would know this.
Mm-hmm.
Motion picture film. They got big in the 1900s. She had the talkies. Before that, you had the quieties.
Okay, 1920s was when Nosferatu came out. That was a silent film.
I say 1892.
I'm going to go 1908.
What did Mateo say?
1892.
1894.
Ah!
Come on!
Leads us to today.
I was trying to think of Hugo.
Today is International Programmers Day.
Hey!
Go back and give Nate Hoffman a hug today, you guys.
There you go.
No.
It's National Tempura Day.
Yes! Nice.
And it's not going to take it anymore day, a day when you can fight back against all the injustices inflicted upon us. I don't think about that before you pull that one.
No.
Yeah.
Refuse to think about it.
That is all.
Yeah.
We got a monstrous show today.
Monstrous.
I'm really excited. Some great stories. You teased one during breaking news. A man reunited with his family. Yep. In an amazing way. So we've got a rad story to tell. Also, of course, it's New Music Tuesday. If you'd like to get your music in,
woo!
StudioMyStaticRadio.com or our website, MyStaticRadio.com, under the Locals Rules section. You can submit your MP3, and we'll play it.
We'll play it.
Right here on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Yeah.
Static.
Devising a system for remembering everything or synchronizing submarines.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Yesterday, the world was changed.
Yep.
And by the world, I mean my world. And by my world, I mean my body.
Which is the world?
Well, no, it's not your world. If it is your world, we need to talk.
We really need to talk.
Yesterday, I did CrossFit for the first time ever in my life.
Yeah, Caleb from the Mixed Game Room and Skate Park just came by because he was your workout buddy yesterday.
He was! I was so happy because I know that Mitch's husband, Kelly, goes.
Yeah.
And he couldn't go yesterday because they had just, like, calamity happen at their house with their... He had to fix a bunch of stuff or something. He couldn't go. I was like, well, I guess I'm going to go by myself. And Steve-O was going to go with me. He's giving me a hard time all day yesterday how he wasn't going to go. And then Chrissy had... She needed him to stay home to do something. He was like, I'm sorry. I was going to go. I really can't go. But I'm kind of glad you didn't because you would have been very bored.
Yeah.
Well, but
yeah,
anyway,
I don't want to, like, stand around and watch people work out.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to do it.
And it...
There's no way!
Okay, so I go and I show up and Caleb from the skate park is there.
Yeah.
So I'm like, Caleb! And he's like, yeah! Because he's been doing it
for a while. Did you guys, like, high five?
We took our shirts off and got real sweaty and then just high five, like, chest five.
You guys, like, looking at your watch and flexing.
We're like, oh, where's the nearest gym? Wait, I'm in the gym. Oh. Where's the weight? I'm holding one.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was props to my boy Nick.
Yeah.
Who is the owner of the place or whatever.
Yeah.
He is, well, number one, he's found out that we're the same age.
Oh, wow.
He turns 30 in like a month. And he has been in the military for like, he did 10 years or something.
Gosh.
And he told me yesterday after completing the workout, he's like, yeah, dude, I hate it sometimes. And I'm sitting there going, whatever. And he was like, this is harder than what I did in the military. And he told me that now the special forces, like SF or whatever, they're converting their PT to CrossFit. All of that stuff is moving over to CrossFit.
See, that just doesn't sound fun to me.
I had to sign a waiver.
Gosh.
I could possibly die. Have
this
to be real careful.
Dumb.
But luckily for me, and it was cool. I felt very encouraged after I was done because I couldn't do it very well. You know, I can't jump rope for crap. I am the worst person at jumping rope. But yesterday, after Nick and this other guy, I can't remember his name, like Jason or something. Jason. Okay. They like coached me on how to jump rope, and I can actually jump rope now. It's just Yeah, but
jump?
I just never got it when I was a kid. I wasn't, you know, I didn't jump rope a lot.
Man.
So, I can jump rope now. I just have to work on my like rhythm or whatever.
Because the rhythm is going to get you.
The rhythm is going to get me. I had the blues yesterday because I couldn't find my rhythm. All I got to do is find my rhythm.
Yeah.
I'll have the blues.
Yeah, get rhythm.
I got the blues.
Man, you came home and seriously, you still look like you just jumped in a lake.
I had so much energy though.
Sweat, I know. Yeah,
I came in and I was like, whoa, and this, and then,
it's crazy.
So doing like the insanity stuff that I've been doing, a lot of cardio, and that's what he commended me on. He was like, I could tell that it was hurting you, but you would, like your breathing was really good, so you could, and that's what happened. Like I got done and I just laid on the floor, and then Caleb came up to me and he's like, this is what I had to do too. It's okay, buddy, just lay there, just lay there.
Gosh.
And he was super nice and he was putting my weights up for me.
None of this is making me want to do it.
I know, I'm not selling it to you anymore. You're a lost cause.
I am. I'll stay home and play Batman.
Anyway, I'm laying there, but then I get up and I'm breathing, I drink some water, and then I just got this crazy burst of energy. It was nuts. So like 5 minutes later, I'm like running out of the car, and I was like, oh, I forgot my beanie, and I ran back in, and I'm like, man, I'm still moving. What's happening? But today.
Yeah.
Today I'm starting to feel the soreness, like in my shoulders.
Yeah, you
Gosh.
Woke up and what was it? Up here?
Yeah.
Places you've never been sore before?
I don't think I even have these shoulder muscles. But now something's there, and it's my body's like, what is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was like, man, this is crazy. Also, I need to start drinking a ton more water. Whoa. Because we're out here in this dry climate.
Yep.
And I sweat, like you said. I came in and it looked like I jumped in a lake.
Yeah, dude. It was insane. I was like, man.
But shout out to my boy Nick. I told him, I was like, I want you to come in and talk about this on the radio.
Ugh.
And he was like, no, I couldn't do that. I couldn't do that. And he's like, and I'm like, no, you can. He's like, no. And then I'm like, no, you can't.
Yeah.
So the tables have turned. I was like, if I can come do this CrossFit crap, then you can come talk on the radio. But yeah, it was fun. Actually enjoyed it.
I get why you're doing it. I think it's great.
It's very difficult.
There's just no way for me.
And everybody, I told him my goal. I said, I want to look like Spider-Man, not Thor. And he's like, all right, we can do that. Because apparently I'm an exomorph, which means I'm skinny.
Oh, okay.
And so I have to, I guess I'm going to have to start drinking protein drinks.
Oh my gosh, no!
Yeah.
No!
But it's because my body won't produce a lot of like, I won't get huge. I won't be walking around looking like
Thor. But you don't want to look huge.
I know, exactly.
So why you got to drink protein shakes? This is just too much work.
I don't know.
I tapped out. I quit.
You tapped out.
I quit.
You could do it, though. If you really wanted to, you could do it.
If I set my mind to it, I could do anything.
No.
But I don't want to set my mind to it.
You couldn't be an astronaut. Not now.
Oh, man. My mom lied to me.
No, you could maybe
she
when
said,
you were a kid. Maybe you could have.
She said that I could be anything I wanted to be if I set my mind to
couldn't
it.
Couldn't have been a dinosaur.
I couldn't have been a dinosaur.
Nope. And you also couldn't have been a Nazi scientist.
Wow.
You couldn't have been an alien.
Stop telling me things I can't be.
You couldn't have been an English teacher.
Mama said I could be anything I wanted to be. Could you imagine?
Yeah, I can't imagine. Because that's my life, Steve-O. That's how I live my life.
Man, coming up at 8 o'clock, we have New Music Tuesday. We got a lot of great music to get to. I'm really excited about it. We got some old bands that are making a comeback. We got some new bands. Woo! We got some bands within bands. And we got some side projects within side projects. Of side projects,
oh,
of main
yes.
bands.
It's going to be an interesting day on New Music Tuesday.
Yeah, if you're a local artist and you want to get your music played on Static Radio, all you got to do is submit your music to us.
Yeah.
Studio@mystaticradio.com or another great way is through our website, mystaticradio.com under the locals rules section. Yeah.
It's a good way to get your music out to the peoples.
And then we'll plays it.
We plays it.
That's how we do.
We ask no questions. We just plays the music and then you'll listen.
This band, the lead singer came to you and he just wouldn't stop bugging you.
I know.
At shows.
I was like, didn't you break up? And he was like, no, well, we're back together. Everybody cares.
Band. Play my music.
I was like, what is this, some golf band? Whatever.
I know. Latest from Reese.
Yeah.
You're Reese. Welcome.
Five Iron Frenzy.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo!
Static Radio.
Good morning!
Oh, yes.
Come to... Kickstart some hearts, if you know what I'm saying.
Kickstart some hearts with some really smelly fart. You can't say that on the radio, Steve-O.
It's a rhyme.
I know.
It's a good rhyme.
Guys, we just got an email from our conspiracy email. They say, is Francis the last pope?
Gosh.
Hey, if you're into end time stuff, you need to subscribe to this.
Yeah.
Every
it's
day.
Insane. Speaking of kickstarting hearts, we saw this story yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty incredible. Nicholas Simmons from New York.
Kid?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Guys, get your tissues ready.
Yeah. Should we get sad music?
Yeah. Let's get like inspirational sad.
Inspirational sad.
No.
That's just sad sad?
Yeah.
Inspirational sad?
Last night, I tried to talk to Dawn.
And
I was like, hey, love you. And then she wrote, love you. And I didn't hear back from her for a while, and then she went, I'm sorry, I'm watching my stories, which meant she was watching Downton Abbey. It's like, okay.
I love
It's funny, though.
So this is an inspirational sad.
No, this makes me think.
Sad, sad.
This makes me think.
Like, my wife chooses.
I'm glad she likes that show.
Why?
I'm glad she's got a show that she gets into, because I have so many that I get into.
But that means when she gets here, we're all going to have to watch it. Because here's the thing. If we want to be good husbands, like, I watch Grey's. If Chrissy's watching Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
Or, like, Scandal, her shows.
She loves it.
Scandal. Not because I'm into those shows, but I'm really into sitting next to my wife on the couch.
Yeah. But you play games the whole time.
Yeah. But that means we're going to have to all sit on the couch.
Well, it's just TV.
It's going to be like, oh, Henry.
Matthew.
Thou hast the Spanish flu.
It's okay.
How will we do?
I can deal with it because it's supposed to be a pretty good show. Maybe we'll get caught up in it. Maybe
no.
You watch Grey's Anatomy and Scandal,
you can't handle
Downton Abbey.
I'm not caught up in it.
You can handle it.
I'm not caught in the middle.
You are a man's man.
Ah!
You have a collar hanging out of your shirt today.
I do.
You can handle Downton Abbey. You say it with me. I can handle Downton Abbey. Say it.
I can handle Downton
Abbey. No, say it louder.
I can handle Downton Abbey.
See, I learned at CrossFit that if you yell at people, they eventually will cooperate. No matter what. Pick it up! Pick it up! Now! 1, 2, 3, pick it up! And I'm like, what am I doing? What am I doing? Ah!
Oh, man.
Anyway, back to the inspiring story.
Yeah, we never had the inspiring music. I don't know.
What if we do that? Nah. What if we do...
It's pretty inspirational, sad.
Let's do that. Let's just do that sad music that we always play.
Oh, the sad music.
There it is.
All right. Nicholas Simmons, he disappeared from his parents' house in a small upstate New York town. This, going back to New Year's Day.
Mm.
He left his wallet, his cell phone, everything behind. Well, 4 days later, Mama Bear was on Facebook, and a friend said, Hey, I think I found Nicholas. Well, turns out, an AP photographer, Jacqueline Martin, was assigned the White House. So she got to Washington.
Mm.
She was supposed to, you know, take photos of the White House, and I guess Obama wasn't back yet. So, him being on vacation in Hawaii, she decided, I'm going to go take some photos of the bitter cold.
Ooh.
Try and show people how cold it is.
Polar vortex.
And she found a group of homeless people that were all huddled up, just blocks from the Capitol during these crazy, crazy temperatures. And there was one in particular who was a younger-looking homeless dude who had his face up against this grate because I guess steam was coming out and it was warm, so he was just trying to keep warm. Yeah, right? So she walked up, she introduces herself, and she says, hi, I'm this photographer lady, and I'd like to take photos of you. What's your name? Nicholas. All right, I'm going to take some photos of you. Take some photos of him. Photo ended up on the Sunday edition of USA Today.
Nice.
Where the friend
of the mom
saw the kid on the grate in Washington, D.C.
Oh my gosh.
And told her friend on Facebook, hey, you in New York, I think we just found your son.
What?
In Washington. So they called the police and said, this is our son.
Mm-hmm.
The police found him, picked him up. Stuart Copeland took him to the hospital.
Wait a second.
They called the police. Police officers. They called police officers. I'm just skimming the story. My bad.
I'm so distracted right now.
I thought they called the police.
Wait, I've got it.
And sent
Keep
a message
telling the story.
In a bottle.
Keep telling the story.
So they called the police. Are you doing the bass line?
Keep going.
What is that?
Keep going.
So the police took him to the hospital where he stayed until his parents were able to meet up with him after they received said message in a bottle. And they were reunited with their son.
Wait.
Oh, can't you see?
You always say we pray for you.
Steve.
Every day we pray for you.
There's no Puff Daddy in this song.
Wait!
Sorry. Okay, so we totally ruined this artwork.
No,
story.
Check it out, though. The photographer, can't believe that this happened, but
yeah.
She said it reminded her of the importance of the fact that every person that we encounter has a story.
Yeah, it was incredible. The newspaper ran the photo of Nick. They were contacting Martin to tell her that Nick's family recognized him. So they called this photographer and said, no. We know who this kid is. He's been missing. Where is this taken? A few blocks from the Capitol. Police pick him up, take him to the hospital. Family flies out to Washington. They're reunited. The details are still shaky on how he got to Washington.
I wonder why he left. No clue. Like, because left his wallet, left everything.
Well, he was reunited with his father, his older brother, and he's going home.
He's going home.
But here's what the photographer said. It's really gratifying to see that a photograph can make a tangible difference in someone's life. That's a really amazing thing to have happened. I'm happy and touched that the photograph could help reunite this family. And yeah, she said, it's a reminder to journalists, but I think to everyone, that every person we encounter has a story to tell. And I think if we had that attitude towards human beings in general, because a lot of times we'll write off a people group. Mm-hmm. We'll write off somebody. We'll say, we'll classify them differently. And we're actually going to talk about this in length on
Theology Thursday.
At length, in depth?
Both.
I tip my hand
to you, sir. I tip my hand.
We're going to talk about this at in depth length.
My hat goes out to
you.
Yeah.
My heart will go on.
My heart will go on. Now, we're going to talk about how it's... Because I think the problem is a lot of times when you disagree with people, you don't know how to walk that line of, you know, still... Like, that's a person. Yeah. That is a person, especially, like, you know, in the eyes of God. That is a precious person.
Right.
One, you know, somebody that he loves more than we could ever love any other person.
Yeah.
No matter who they are or what they've done. But... On the human side of things, it's so hard to figure out how to walk that line between, you know, loving that person for who they are, for the person, you know, that God has made them. Like, you know, he's all of us.
Yeah.
But at the same time, when they're doing things, actions or behaviors and stuff, how do you walk that line of, like, loving them for who they are, but at the same time, like, not just condoning things I think that's the struggle, not just in Christianity, but I think that's a struggle with humanity.
Absolutely.
Because so many times, I mean, think of, you know.
We were talking to Tim Skipper last night. He came over.
Yeah.
And he had a great point, because Thursday we're going to be talking with Brian Nixon during Theology Thursday about what it means to love. We hear this so often right now that, man, I'm not called to judge anybody. I'm just called to love them. So I'm just going to love them. And so what does that love look like? Biblically, what does that love look like? Because if we're not called to judge,
right.
Tim Skipper made an incredible observation last night saying, well, okay, talking to you, you know, I have kids. Would you allow a pedophile, or say you grab a random homeless guy off the street, would you allow that person to watch your kids unattended while you went off somewhere?
Mm.
No, well, no. Why not? Because you just made a judgment call.
Right.
It's like, but,
yeah, he said he had heard this argument from someone.
Incredible.
And it totally decimates the you can't judge me. Because that's the thing.
Because we make judgments all the time.
We make judgment calls constantly.
Right.
The point of, I think, grace, or one of the points of grace, not the point of grace, is that...
The point of grace.
The point of grace is, love, love, love! Now, it allows us, as people, to remember, you know, that these people, no matter what someone has done, or who they are, that the Lord loves them just as much as he loves us. And so we can, in turn, love them too. But at the same time, that doesn't mean that practically you leave your kids with somebody who's convicted of that kind of thing.
Right.
You love Point of Grace. This man lost it when we started talking about Point of Grace. That was a good one.
That was pretty good.
So anyway, more info on that. Thursday, 9 a.m. It's
going
to be super serious. You're going to hear... Me and Steve-O talk the least we have ever talked ever.
Right. You get Brian Nixon in a room, you give him a great conversation, and he just goes. So one solid hour, Brian Nixon, two different topics. We're going to be talking about the recent legalization of marijuana recreationally in Colorado. We're also going to talk about what it means to love and not, quote-unquote, judge.
Yeah.
Is that our role? Is that biblical? What does it mean to hate the sin and love the sinner? Is that biblical?
Is that biblical? How do we walk that line? It's going to be super interesting, and it's going to be you might listen and you might not agree with stuff, which is all the more reason to listen.
And it's going to be open phone lines, so
yes,
I can't
wait.
Yes, it
is. And we know you're going to be getting on your Facebook and putting stuff up.
Yeah, so make sure you keep it locked here. 9 a.m. Thursday morning, that's happening for Theology Thursday. Coming right back.
Oh, no.
Speaking of judging.
Judging.
Get your judging pants on.
I got my judging pants. I keep them in a barrel out back. Because they're so dirty.
Time to judge others' creativity. It is New Music Tuesday. We are going to be rocking some new jams right around the corner.
New jams.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
It's the time.
Time for
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Time to get them judging pants on.
Get your judging pants out of the barrel. Put them on now, you don't get judged, man. The only one coming out of me to get on that.
Exactly.
Huh? What was that voice I did yesterday? Do you remember when I was reading that thing? It was about Canada, but I did some stupid voice.
You were trying to do the Prime Minister of Canada voice.
But it wasn't Canadian at all.
No, wasn't.
And I knew that, but I was just like, I like this voice.
MyStaticRadio.com for our podcast. We do it daily.
I'm going to have to go back and listen to that and try to recreate that voice.
So it is New Music Tuesday. If you're brand new to Static Radio, this is the next hour or so where we play brand new artists, new music that has been sent to us. And you get to tell us whether or not it's good.
Also new music that we hunt and gather.
Yes, we do.
And it's fun.
So here's the deal. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Get there. It's called Dig or Bury.
Dig or Bury.
All you got to do is tell us whether you dig it or you want it buried deep into the ground. Now, this week, we didn't get any local submissions.
Oh, man.
Last week, we had like 5.
Yeah.
So, this week, none local submissions. If you're a local artist and you want to get your music out, maybe that's why it seems like we get a rash of them.
Yeah.
And then they get destroyed by our listeners who are like, bleh!
Bleh!
And then musicians are like,
sound quality on this.
Maybe I'll just wait to submit it, and then after a month when your like scars are healed, then we get like another big old rash of...
We need to find a way to get... Hey, if you live in other states or other countries, and you know bands that are trying to get... When we say locals rule, we mean local to like your area, not just our area, because we're internet-based now, so whatever.
Right.
The internet's everywhere, man. Everywhere, every day. So get, you know, talk to your friends that are in bands... And tell them to send us their music.
I'm changing the lineup. Are you getting mad?
No, I'm not getting mad. I already typed this whole thing out. That's fine. I can handle it. I can multitask.
Well, we get music from different places, one of them being from labels directly who say, hey, this artist has a brand new song. Please play our song.
Yes.
And so this one comes to us via that route.
I think this comes from us. Viente. It comes to us from... Shamrock Media Group.
Ah, yes.
And
Christopher Chicago.
I want to dedicate this song to my boy, Dave England.
Okay.
Who listens every day.
Yeah.
And no, Dave, this is not a metal song. But it's probably as close as you could get.
Okay, perfect. The band is called Relentless Flood. This is their latest Come Home. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Relentless Flood, song called Come Home, right here on Static Radio.
There you go.
Welcome to New Music Tuesday. Tell us what you think. Dig it, bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Let's see what the Facebook cronies have to say. TJ says, Shamrock, ShamWow, Sham, 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 Sham. For shame. Bury hard. Took me a second. Thebe says, not terrible, but I don't want to hear it again. My boy Dave says, I feel so special. Dig.
Super dig.
And Bill says, meh. Man, if there's one word I think I could probably not necessarily get rid of, but maybe keep from us taking and actually spelling and then using over and over and over on the internet, it would be meh.
Did you see the t-shirt that Joey got me for Christmas?
Does it say meh on it?
Ugh. It's all it says. It's all it says on it. Meh, period.
It's like, why don't you care? No. Just care.
I'm indifferent. I don't know. What was sad was he saw that shirt and immediately said, no, dude, you totally would wear that shirt.
Meh.
I'm like, oh, man.
And you said, meh, yeah, I would.
Meh.
Michael Harvey says, I have no problems with it. Just going to love and not judge. Not sure what Grandpa Friend thinks of it. Grandpa Friend wouldn't be listening to that stuff.
No.
I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah.
But we don't even know where Grandpa Friend is right now. It's the polar vortex. We might not ever see him again.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah.
You never know who's going
to
pop up.
We were supposed to get a song, which we actually got. I just found it.
You found it.
The link expired. And it's oh, not my downloaded. Gosh.
Yeah. Yep. I'm a pro. I'm a pro.
Yeah, so tell us what you think about all the music. Facebook.com/MyAestheticRadio.
Because we have a band, and I guess technically it's Locals Rule, but...
Yeah, technically.
It's a special band, mm-hmm. and so they have a new song.
Yes.
And we want to premiere it.
Really want to
and
premiere
the link has expired.
I'm really sad.
So if said person in said band who might be listening...
Could just, you know...
Could just send us
link.
Said link.
Yeah.
Then we would said yes. What?
Dig it or bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Now, this next artist may sound familiar to you.
Maybe.
Side project of, you know what? I'm just going to let it stand on its own. How
Let's
about
that? Let's see what people say. Let's see if they can hear the connections.
The band is called Sins. Latest song, Taking From Me, off a brand new EP that released this last week. Mm. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Sins, Taking From Me.
See what the folks have to say.
Yeah, tell us what you think about it. Dig it, bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Come over and visit us on the Facebooks.
Yeah.
We know you're not doing anything. Well, some of you are probably at work.
Yeah.
Maybe some of you are at school, and you should get off the computer if you're at school. Unless you're in computer lab, but you should get off our website. You should listen. Up that Guam. You want to get up to 85 gross words a minute. Gross.
What do we got on Facebook?
Thebe says it has the N from Amber Lynn. You
Nicely
know my
done.
Vote.
Right.
What is he? Is he not an Amber Lynn fan?
Mm-mm.
Ah.
That would be Joey Milligan, the guitar player.
Yeah,
the guitar
that's
player, one of the founding members of Amber Lynn.
And we were talking about yesterday, it sounds like he's the backup singer for Steven from Amber Lynn, but then that
Which
is
hilarious,
because exactly
he really
he
is. Yeah.
He's the backup
One of the
singer.
Co-founders with Steven.
Yeah. Yeah. Travo says, it's nice to hear some good rock on New Music Tuesday. Thanks, Dig. Michael says, my favorite word, meh. Bill says, Mateo, because he's super clever every day. TJ says, Amberlynn wannabe. Who keeps telling these bands that's a good idea? Bury under the first one so it has a harder time getting out. David says, I'm just going to leave this Dig here.
There you go.
So it's kind of, it's down the middle for this one.
Well, it's funny because we usually pseudo-mock fake Amberlynn bands. We like to call those bands Fanberlynn.
Oh! Did you just make that up?
I did.
Wow.
I'm really proud of that.
Now we have to call them that.
So, however, this is Joey Milligan, one of the founding members of Amberlynn.
He's
so
in Amberlynn.
A little different. A little different. So we're going from rock. We want to switch it up a little bit. This one, a suggestion from an incredibly beautiful woman.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I know.
Did Dawn send you a song suggestion? Booyah.
Nicely done.
I did that.
These guys have been around for years and years and years, and yet somehow have never been added into rotation for Static Radio. They're called Over the Rhine. We're talking about them last night, and Timmy Skip from House Heroes was like, oh, they're from Ohio. I love that band.
Love them.
So we thought we would give them a shot here. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. From their latest record, it's called Called Home.
There you go. Self-titled. Of the song.
Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static. Over the Rhine.
Over it.
Called Home.
See what the folks say.
Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think.
Bow, 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 bow. New Music Tuesday is everybody's favorite day. Thebe says, two Civil Wars-ish. We have that already.
That's hilarious.
Not bad, just too much, because this band predated Civil Wars.
By a solid 15 years.
Who knows? He probably knows that. Oh, Bill says, wait, is this 107.9? What is that?
The country station?
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know.
And Crystal says, nope.
505-338-3700. Or, of course, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Static!
Am I wrong in thinking that the melody and the actual like music part of that song sounded like it belonged with Dolly Parton?
That's funny. Okay.
I just got a Dolly Parton vibe there.
Okay.
You know, Travo on Facebook says he digs bluegrass, but he reserves that genre for one day a week in the afternoon, too slow for the first cup of coffee in the morning.
All right.
It's kind of the same feeling. Is 107.9 like a, is it bluegrass?
I have no idea.
I'm not sure.
I only listen to Christian music.
Ah!
I'm just kidding.
I listen to Christian music because
hey, thanks,
it's saved. Bye, TJ.
Static.
Well, good morning.
Oh, cool.
Country meets bluegrass, meets Alison Krauss, meets Bonnie Raitt, meets Static Radio. I don't think so.
Don't think so?
But it's lovely. But if I never heard it again, I'd be all right, too.
I understand. Can you tell me...
Did you really understand?
No. Can you tell me the influences that have all combined to become your beautiful voice?
I think it's the dinosaur show. Remember that show, Dinosaurs?
Not the Mama.
Yeah. And,
not the Mama.
And Rosalind from, or is it Rose, from Monsters, Inc.
Ooh. I'm the baby. Gotta love me.
Meets, I'm watching you,
Wazowski. I'm watching you.
Well, I really wanted to call because before you were answering, you know, I don't have a computer.
Oh. A computer? You don't need a computer.
I don't know what those things do. I can't do it.
So you don't, you, we say Barry for that song, right, from you?
Well, I'd say I'm preparing the gravesite, but I haven't quite, you know, dug it and put it in the ground yet.
Okay, so you definitely say bury it.
Well, oh, I think maybe.
Okay, thank you for calling us. Okay. Calling her Rosalind.
Just going to move on.
Your name is Rosalind, new character. Rosalind.
505-338-3700 or facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Wow.
That got weird.
Hey,
all right.
That got really cool.
Should we do another lady band?
Let's get that done.
Get her done. All right. Well, if the Civil Wars and Over the Rhine weren't enough for you.
Here's a little more action.
This one coming from our Afternoons with Celeste girl. Her name's Celeste.
Celeste. She's the best.
It's the Vespers. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static!
Mama says I saved my soul.
The Vespers, Better Now. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio.
We're going to refresh this. We got people commenting constantly.
What do the people say?
What do the people say? What do they want to know? Bill says 0 for 4.
Oh,
so far.
Cool, man.
So far, 0 for 4. Phoebe says, come on. Lisa loves this kind of music.
Yeah.
And she has emailed us multiple times with recommendations of bands that sound just like that.
Yep.
And she says, thanks. You played this wonderful song even though it has banjos. And I know this was a hard thing for Steve-O to do, right? Not just Steve-O, my friend. Not just Steve-O.
Oh.
It's also terribly difficult for Mitch because she's not even in here.
What?
Steven says, dig. Travo says, again with the bluegrass. That's okay. Just started on the second cup of coffee, so he's... It's getting a little better for him. Hannah says she loved the voice until it went all Dixie Chicks. Just write meow. I think you messed up your word there. You instead of writing now, you wrote a cat language word.
I can't take that seriously.
Me either. Not saying, just saying. Barry. I don't know. Victor says, wow, I like so dig it. And Crystal says, I like the music a lot.
All right.
There we go.
Tell us what you think about all the jams, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We got another new one.
Yeah, we do.
You may know this dude.
You might know him.
One of the members used to be in a band called Waverly.
Before that, he was in a band called House of Heroes.
That's weird. You've been in those bands.
Shh.
When are you going to play bass for 21 Pilots?
Don't tell the world.
New single out from 21 Pilots off their Vessel CD. And they just released a video for this.
You better
actually.
Hope they never call me.
Who? 21 Pilots?
Yeah, if they're like, hey, would you like to play bass? Because I'll be like, oh,
yes.
Man.
Yes.
Stevnia, we need a road manager.
I'd go.
I know you would.
Oh,
and
man.
We would abandon the station and it would crash like a crazy rocket from the sky.
But like a phoenix, it would rise again.
When we got off tour.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm down with that.
Maybe I'll call Josh.
Cool. Let him know.
This is a new song from them. They just put out a video for it. Filmed by a guy named Mark Eshelman. He does all of their videos. It's called Real Bear Media. You should check out his videos on the internet.
On the interwebs.
They're very well done. Yeah. Very cool.
The band is 21 Pilots. The song is called Truce. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static!
Man, we are throwing out the slow music today, Steve-O. I feel like in many ways we're failing.
How about this? 21 Pilots, the song is called Truce. Can we call a truce on slow, boring, dying
songs?
Well,
I don't know what this next one sounds like. Is it slow?
Oh, crap.
Should we have played it and then... I don't know this song.
Truce?
This is one you found.
Oh,
I don't know.
Oh, man. Static!
Mellow.
For real,
Mellow.
Dude,
for real,
I gotta go back to like last week and say 21 Pontius Pilate, baby.
Wow. How did we know?
Yeah. Dude. Dude, it was kind of a little, the words are kind of, I don't want to say depressing, but They're very meaningful, which is kind of like, kind of hits you,
Yeah. We got some good rap artists for your Snoop Dogg collaboration from last week.
What's that?
Our buddy Joey B said Dr. Dreidel. Huh?
Oh my God.
And then another great one was Eminem.
Yeah,
Eminem. That one is epic, dude, because he's the rap god, right?
There you go.
He said the naked and blameless.
Naked and blameless. We got some good ones. Yeah. It just keeps going.
That game.
I know. But 21 Pontius Pilate, man, they're good, man.
Thought about you this weekend, pool boy. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah.
Chargers, man.
Dude, I was standing up the whole game.
I bet.
My wife was like, can you please sit down?
Jinx.
And I'm like, no. And then when I'd scream, the kids would come out of their rooms and be like, is everything all right?
You and me.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, no, it's not, because we're losing at the first half. Oh, dude.
Yeah.
We're gonna kill them. I think we're going to put a real big dent in them, and I think it's going to be a 94 rematch with San Francisco.
I think you guys have a really good shot. I will say that. I will say
nice.
That.
Nice. I appreciate that, brother.
In honor of that, during our next talking point, I'm going to play the San Diego Chargers theme song.
There you go.
Oh, my God. Tell me when it is that I just pulled up to a house and I have to get out the truck.
Oh, man.
Here. Dude, give me like, let me go check the chemicals and I'm shoot back to the truck.
Okay. There you go.
All right, man. I love you guys.
Love you too.
Later.
Let me go check the chemicals. He is working.
Bull Boy and Christmas.
That dude is always working.
He is.
We are in the it's the beginning of the year, and he is out checking the chemicals in these swimming pools.
I forgot that I had the Chargers theme song because I was going to update his his little theme song there. And,
but wait, weren't we going to do Community too?
We were!
Yeah.
But the San Diego Chargers, they actually have a theme song, and not many know this. Little band from Southtown actually did their theme song.
P.O.D.?
P.O.D.
The Pod did it. Oh, that Pod,
that
y'all.
Pod did the theme song there for the San Diego Chargers.
Now, Nickelback, enough said. But there's this other band called Hinder. Real good.
Static.
It's me again.
Oh hey, Rosalind.
I don't like that you're calling me a girl, but we'll talk about that another time.
Boy.
And I always did like things that fly.
Right.
And so... Especially when they're adult enough to do so.
What? I have no idea,
Rosalind,
but thank
we
you.
Can't understand your
I
voice.
I don't
it
know.
Sounds, it sounds like this.
There's something about eating the mic. The receiver.
She sounds like Donald Duck has a really bad head cold.
Are we ready to pick this up?
I want to.
I really hope this picks up.
Is this a slow song?
I don't know.
Gosh.
It's brand new music from a band called Saren. They've been working on a new record.
Woo!
First record was incredible. We loved it.
Wait. I know how to wake everyone
slow.
Up.
Huh.
I'll do my R2-D2 sound.
Oh, okay.
Woo!
Perfect.
Did it.
Oh,
now
this
you're
sounds
awake.
Like this sounds like it's gonna be an up kind of song.
Yeah.
Good one. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now
Static. Saren Ivory Black.
Saren Ivory Black.
You know what? That was good.
It wasn't that bad. The problem is we played all the slow songs at the same time.
It's like going to a prom
yep.
and you walk in And next thing you know, Lady in Red's playing, and you're like, oh, yeah, okay, I can handle this. Lady in Red, that's one slow jam. Yes, yes. And then it's done, and you're like, boom.
And then every breath you take comes
And then you're like, oh, okay. So all right, every breath you take. Okay, cool. And then next thing you know, boom, Peter Gabriel, In Your Eyes. What is happening?
And then
did they forget?
That, it's Casey and JoJo, All My Life.
All my life.
And by that time, you're like, hey, I need to go to the bathroom. I need to go to the bathroom and then probably get some Kool-Aid.
And you're like, dude, okay, I'm done with these slow jams. And then U2 one hits and you're like, nope, I'm on this dance floor.
I'm on this.
Oh.
Okay, so we might have stacked all the slow songs together because we don't like adding a lot of slow songs. Maybe we wanted to play a social experiment.
Maybe we just wanted the best of the best.
Who knows?
Weeding out the slow jams.
Speaking of the worst of the worst,
yeah.
This next song comes from my old band Waverly, R.I.P., because the other day I realized this song never got played on the station.
It never
and I was
got
like,
played.
Wait a second.
That was a good jam.
I'm proud of this song.
Yeah.
So I'm proud of it. So yep. we're going to play it.
Yeah. What, did anybody like that Saren
yeah.
song?
Lisa said, good one. Maybe you turned a corner.
All right.
Stefan says, damn, some pretty vocal indeed.
All right.
Bill said, potentially has potential.
Potentially.
And Michael says, okay, I'm sorry about the boycott statement I said earlier. Dig that bass.
It was good.
Woo!
The phone lines are jammed.
Let's,
should we
let's
take
see what
them?
They say, yeah.
Oh, man. Static!
Hello, I fixed my phone.
Thank okay. you, Rosalind, the lady.
Rosalind!
Why are you calling me a lady?
Oh, wow. This just got...
Well, it just got
took,
real
that's a
weird.
That's awkward, don't you think?
No.
Took a little
time. All right, well, listen. I want to vote.
You want to vote.
The other song, I'm always been fond of things that fly.
Okay.
So that pilot people, they stink.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. And then this last one, well, Dave Matthews meets the fray.
Oh, yeah, okay. I hear that.
It's all right.
Have you ever met our midday person, Mitch? Because you should probably call her a lot.
Yes, she would love that
every day.
Static.
Hey, I liked that last one.
Thank
Boom.
You.
Boom. Thank you.
Yeah.
Also,
all
thank
right.
you.
I have a question.
Yes. We have an answer.
It's about new music. Have you guys listened to the new Scott Stapp's Proof of Life?
We have.
Oh, we listened to it.
We have. We were supposed to get an interview with that guy. They sent us the record, and we were going to do an interview, and then he was like, nah, man.
He said,
not doing an interview. I think he heard us talking about the pre-interview when we were going to interview him, and maybe just thought,
I was going to try to work in a Creed lyric into every single question.
It would have been epic, but...
Well, it's such a good album. It would really be great to hear it played.
I thought we tried that Suicide
Something,
song.
Yeah, and people didn't like
and
it.
It
really?
Got
yeah.
it super tanked.
But it sounds like you have the album, so it's totally at your disposal at any time of day.
Yes, that's true.
There you go.
Oh, well, during the morning time, my kids listen to you and there they
want
to hear it
too. They do. See, where were you guys on New Music Tuesday?
Yeah.
We actually did. It was Slow Suicide.
Yeah,
I remember.
We did,
we did
is
play
in the
it.
System.
It's right there in the system.
Well, listen to Dying to Live. That's awesome.
Dying to Live.
I got really thrown off by that Jesus Was a Rock Star song.
Yes.
Yeah, that was interesting.
It was.
Pretty interesting.
So.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
All
Thank
right.
you.
There you go. All right. Next up.
Don't do this.
In honor of the last caller. You don't want to play it again? We did play this, didn't we?
Yeah, we played this and nobody liked it.
Okay, good. Moving on.
Her kids, hey. For real, though, for your children, you got that CD. You pop it
Boom.
Into that CD player anytime you want to.
One of my son's favorite bands in the universe is The Fray, and there's nothing I can do about that. So,
yeah,
you know,
he
I just
tried.
Let him roll.
You tried to help.
I tried, and that's
he I like
loves
The Fray.
It.
I'm cool
I don't
with the
hate
Fray.
The Fray. Yeah, yeah.
They're not a bad.
They're not
band.
Bad.
They're from Denver.
They open here. I felt bad for them because they opened for U2 when we went and saw them, and it was
that,
like
that would
dang
that's
dude.
Not good.
Yeah,
that's
so
not good.
The whole time it was just like, cool, man.
Speaking
of... I am done watching Grey's Anatomy. Can we please see some U2?
Please help us. Speaking of guilty pleasure bands. When you're in a band and then you break up and then you go back and listen to your own music and you walk away thinking, well, that wasn't a bad song. I feel like that's pretty good.
So we need some perspective here. How's
yeah.
that? It's New Music Tuesday. Dig it or bury it. Brand new old stuff.
This is brand new to the station
exactly.
from a dead band.
They were called Waverly.
R.I.P.
Rest in peace.
Amen.
Song's called One More Try and You Never Know.
You never do. Oh, I know.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static. That would be Waverly.
Hey.
Song called One More Try.
Let's see what the people thought.
Yeah, what do the people think?
I kind of hope we get, like, all berries.
We had a fan, like, run into the studio and say, stop the presses!
Stop it!
Will you get on this microphone? Will you hang out with us for a minute?
Steve said, sounds like Waverly. And a little like Amberlynn, not my favorite. That's cool. Lisa says, too depressing. Moving to HOH was a great idea, Matt.
Oh, man!
Cool, Lisa. You keep it
Gosh!
Up. Keep up the good work in Iowa. Bill says, there must be a reason why this band broke up. And then Thebe says, ouch. Kayla says, dig this jam. Dave's solo piano version of YouTube is the bee's knees and cat's pajamas.
I agree with Kayla.
Nathan says, I like it. Reminded me of the Buy the Waverly EP. Just got it on Amazon. Thank you, Nathan.
Nice, dude. 17 cents went to Mateo.
Dave says, dig by default. Waverly is awesome. Have an autographed poster. What?
Wow.
Thanks, Dave. Now, I just like that song, so
I do too.
I was like, oh, we never played it. Might as well.
I also like Brian Nixon, who's in studio with us right now.
Yes, I'm in the studio to come and do a plug for Theology Thursdays.
Dude, it is going down every Thursday, 9 a.m.
And here's the reality. We actually started to get into it, and it's not even Thursday.
I know.
It's not even Thursday, Steve-O and Mateo, and we were already, like, discussing as if it was Thursday.
I know. We got excited this morning because we realized we talk for a living. We talk so much.
Too much.
And we know that come Thursday, all we have to do is throw a topic to you, and the hour is going to fly by because you will not stop talking.
Well, you know, because a lot of these topics are very important.
Yeah.
I mean, they really are important.
Absolutely.
Not just biblically, which, of course, as Christians, we would say that's the primary.
The penultimate.
Exactly. Yes. But they're important culturally. Mm-hmm. They're important sociologically.
Yeah.
They're important relationally. There's a lot of reasons why these topics are important. And I think people need to tune in.
Well, and that's exactly why I'm really looking forward to Thursdays with you. 9 a.m. every single Thursday we're going to be doing this. Because it's not just, and as we were saying off air, we never want to exclude scripture or the Bible because we as Christians, that is the word of God.
That's right.
I mean, it is the inerrant word of God. That is what we believe. However, to a culture who doesn't care about this old book,
exactly,
how do we relate? How do we discuss? There are so many other ways to go about it, to discuss it without saying, well, it's because in Romans chapter 1, obviously, but you're talking to an atheist who doesn't give a crap about something that was written a couple thousand years ago.
That's exactly
so
right.
So how do you relate that to that person? Because we are in Colossians where you are called to be gracious to outsiders. Seasoned with salt.
Right. And here's one of the problems many Christians have is we do what are called ad hominem attacks. We will attack the person. We'll just go after them and say, well, you know, you're just an idiot or you're not saved or you're whatever.
Right. The veil's just not lifted.
Right. That is not only not scriptural. You know, scripturally, we're called to be light and salt and to love other people. But also, it's not a good tactic. It's not a way to win and to have your voice heard. Yeah. So we have to not only approach it scripturally, but we have to approach it with reason and balance and with civility, I think.
Yeah, I can't wait. Thursdays, 9 a.m., Theology Thursday. You can get questions prepared if you'd like. studio@mystaticradio.com because it's going to be open forum. We're going to be discussing. We've already talked about the fact that marijuana has been legalized recreationally in Colorado. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about, of course, probably the number one hottest topic right now, which is same-sex marriage / homosexuality / how do you even approach it? It's one where Christians either come like with their sleeves rolled up ready for a brawl or they just have these white gloves and don't even want to like touch the topic because it makes them so nervous. So how do we approach it? How do we talk to our fellow man or woman when we just to us it's quote unquote icky and we don't have a solid understanding or we're not thinking about where that human being is coming from or we're not even thinking about them as a human being.
That's exactly
right. We've classified them completely differently. So
it's so important what you were saying a while ago to remember when we're talking to people that don't believe that the Bible is the authoritative word of God. To remember that those people don't believe it. Because one of the most... I had a buddy that put up something recently, and he was just kind of starting a discussion, and then an atheist friend of his got on there. And then this kid, who was super like self-professed, he was super certain Christianity and whatever, and he just started hammering this dude, and he was like, how can you have this and this when the Word of God says this and this and this, and the Word says this and this and this? And it was the poor atheist guy was just sitting there saying, I don't believe that.
Right.
You know, so that as a community, like as believers, we have to find a way to be like, hey, wait a second. Step out for a second.
Right.
They don't believe this book.
Right.
Right.
I totally do.
Right.
They totally don't.
Right.
How do I lovingly communicate with
that,
this
That's
person?
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. And on some of these topics, you know, we will approach them, obviously, scripturally,
Absolutely.
Which is our primary
That's the foundation.
Role. But we will approach them morally, ethically,
yeah.
and so on and so forth.
Socially,
we don't want to spill too many beans
There's a lot of beans.
There's a lot of beans.
Huge
but you know what? Switching subjects. I'm looking at your screen.
Yeah.
I notice you are going to play Beautiful Gallows.
We are!
Oh, my goodness. Let me just say about the Beautiful Gallows. Put on your seatbelt if you're driving.
Yeah,
because
you wrote
this
an
is,
article. You
this
got to
is
sit down with those guys.
This is the scariest song ever. So for those people who thought Waverly was like everyone thought, hey man, Waverly that was a little depressing and sad. And
Lisa.
Wait until you hear Salvaged by the Beautiful Gallows, because I did get a sneak peek of that particular song.
Yeah.
And I must say, it's scary.
Yeah.
But it rock and rolls.
It rock. It rock
and it rolls.
And one day you're gonna have to get Speck. Who he goes by, in to talk about his song. Speck needs to come in. So anyway, Thursday is Theology Thursday.
Yes,
looking forward to it. And please call in if you are a Static Radio listener.
Yes, it's going to be fun, and it should be interesting to say the
least. Also, email us studio@mystaticradio.com.
Boom.
Put Theology Thursday in the subject line.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
It's going to be an interesting day.
Yeah. Why don't you play Salvage right now? I mean, since we talked,
save that last.
Well, right now you just need to do it because we talked about scaring people, and
this is true.
This will scare people.
Oh my god!
Leading into our 9 o'clock hour, this is perfect. We have a few more, of course, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour to get to, but final one of the 8 o'clock hour, the Beautiful Gallows. I am trying to get that dude in studio because I want to talk to him.
And you know what? I do know Speck, and I was just speaking with him a little while ago. But you know. This is a great way for our listeners to get on Facebook, to support Static Radio, to support some local guy
Musicians
who runs a local studio and does just great stuff. It may scare you a little, but that's okay.
Brian, do you think this song is scary?
I think this song is scary.
I had not. Now I get it.
Okay, here we go. Play
Take it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning
now.
Static. Beautiful Gallows, song called Salvaged.
Let's see what the people
say. Tell us what you think, dig it or bury it.
Michael says, Band of Robots?
Band of Robots.
Nobody's really sure. Crystal says, I'm a little afraid of his voice. Otherwise, light.
Nice.
Scary.
Scary.
Steven says, well done track, but don't know if I'd like to hear it in regular rotation. Oh, Steven. Travo says, okay, I repent. Dig.
That's awesome.
That's funny.
Oh, man. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio, or give us a call. Static!
Dude. Instead of picturing Ozzy biting off a bat head, I pictured a clean-cut guy petting a cute little mouse. And then setting it free.
Like on stage with a lamb,
petting
it.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude. The lyrics are point on, but it sounded crazy. The guy that was in there earlier, he's right.
Imagine
being all dark in a room, light the candles on, and you're like in a prayer group, and then you just play that song.
Oh my God. I would probably be very afraid if that happened.
Yeah.
Is this a judgment house?
I know.
What have I walked into?
I'm just saying.
I gotta go. Love you guys.
I love you too, bro. There you go. Pull boy.
Woo.
His team won this last weekend.
They won.
They manhandled another team called the Cincinnati Bengals, and we're going to be talking with the Bengals fan coming up in the 9 o'clock hour.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, so we got to take a quick break. Here's the thing. We've got more New Music Tuesday right around the corner, a couple songs to get to.
Woo!
So we will get to them, so stay with us. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static.
It's the time.
Time for
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
Oh, yeah.
We're back.
You do need to listen to this.
Yeah, you do. We got a couple more songs.
New Music Tuesday. We got a couple tracks for you to judge.
Judge.
I'm excited.
Up next, we have a song From my wife.
Oh!
This is a song from their latest album now. It's called Prove Me Wrong.
This is your favorite track, right?
I love it. Yeah, I really like this. I don't know why I'm partial to it. It was like the first time I listened to the record, I was like, ooh, that song.
I'm really excited about what they're doing right now.
Cool stuff.
Man, every time you get sent like a little demo thing, I'm like, when?
Ooh.
I want to. That is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty exciting.
Brand new, not new, but new to us.
Yes.
Firefly. Latest and greatest.
It's called Prove Me Wrong. Tell us what you think, dig it or bury it on Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static. Firefly, Prove Me Wrong.
Yay!
Static Radio, good morning. It's New Music Tuesday. Tell us what you think, dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
I got a dig, I love it, and a digs.
Nice.
Yeah.
Kayla likes it.
She likes it.
That's good. Very cool.
That's cool.
Nicely done, Dawn.
Good job, girl.
She did the drums on that track.
Yeah, she, man, it's crazy. She's a multi-instrumentalist.
Yeah, they did
She's
a tour.
She's been playing the strings of this harp for years.
Oh, gosh.
Am I right? Am I right? Look out now. Listen to my beard. That's how much I love you, girl.
Oh, man. I hope she's listening.
She is.
Okay, good.
Now I'm going to get a few texts about that one.
Final New Music Tuesday submission. This actually coming from some friends of ours. Last week, we had Poema in studio.
Yeah!
They've been kicking it in Nashville. And, handing off lists of bands. Oh, we found this band. Yeah. Oh, we've been hanging out with these guys. Oh, these guys are really cool.
Not only did they give us one of the best games ever, but they gave us this band.
They really did. And these guys are called Cardboard Kids. They got a new record coming out very soon. This is the first single from said upcoming release.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Echo Boomer. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Static.
Yep.
There it is.
Oh, Cardboard Kids.
That was it.
Echo Boomer.
Let's listen to this band really
Dig it
quick.
Or better hit Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
We got to look at some traffic, people. Earlier we had an accident, but I think they cleared it out. But we do have Alameda Boulevard at San Pedro Drive is closed due to road construction. Stever came in talking to us about it. They're building that huge new interchange intersection thing at I-25 and Paseo, and it looks like now some of the adjacent roads are starting to be affected by the construction. So be careful around there. Otherwise, it's a normal morning commute. No serious accidents to report. No animals in the roadway. No frost quakes or anything like that. There are no tornadoes. There's a lack of mythological creatures, definitely, in the Albuquerque area. There is no ditch witch out this morning. There probably is not a lot of water in the ditches. So, you're ditch witch free this morning, Albuquerque.
Boom.
I would also like to report that Godzilla is not here, and Bigfoot has still not been proven, but if he was here, he'd probably be up in the Sandias. Sandias, which is Spanish for watermelon. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon Sports, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669. Sorry, I'm working on an interview for New Music Tuesday next week.
Oh, look at me. I'm the interview king. Ho, ho.
They're called Switchfoot. They're releasing Never a heard new record.
And, it sounds like a skateboard
so
move.
So, looks like we'll be talking with those guys next Tuesday, hopefully, for New Music Tuesday.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I wish we could work it out to where we could do our plan with them and send them some stuff early, and then that would be part of the interview. Maybe we can.
Maybe.
Depending on the member. Maybe if we get, like, the other guitar player or something.
Drew?
No, the other one.
Jerome.
No, the Romy? Other one. Is there another one?
Yeah, Jeff.
Jeff.
Yes. Are you talking about Constance?
Wait a second.
Which one?
Wait, I just blacked out.
There are seven guitar players, all from different 90s Christian bands.
I thought we were talking about Five Iron, and there were 26 members in that band.
Micah?
Sure. Micah talks. No, not him. A different one. Yeah, anyway, so next Tuesday, we're working on an interview with Switchfoot.
Yeah, we got some great stuff lined up for the month of January, actually.
Woo!
Looking at the 21st, we've got a brand new record from Nine Lashes coming out. So we'll be talking with those guys, as well as brand new number one Gun.
Hey!
Jeff Schneewise, we've been waiting for new stuff from that band for a very long time. So we'll hopefully be talking to him as well for that. So
Jeff Schneewise. We had a listener email us a couple weeks ago about Number One Gun, say, you guys play this new Number One Gun song? And I was like, what? So I jumped on, looked up the song, and it was like 2 years old.
Yeah.
Because it came out in early 2012. And I was like, we're not going to add that. That's so old. And I was disappointed, but I'm happy to learn now that that album is, and then it got me thinking, I was like, wait a second, that album was supposed to come on, like come out already. What happened? And it looks like it's coming out next week.
Yeah. Thankfully. So we'll be talking to them hopefully. And speaking of people we'll be talking to, rumor has it, Timmy Skip could be coming in the studio very soon.
Hopefully he'll get here in time. Tim, hurry up.
Yeah, man. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Robin Thicke as the Blood of the Lamb here.
Alongside Metallica, Come On You Weary.
Also Maroon 5, Loaves and Two Fish.
Mm-hmm.
And as Tim Skipper so eloquently pointed out last night, House of, what was it? Heroes Again on the Third Day.
Yeah. House of Heroes again on the Third Day.
And he was really disappointed that you poor homeschool kids that don't listen to other bands other than Christian didn't figure that one out.
He did not say that.
No, I inserted that. That was me. Oh, he says he'll be here in 10 minutes.
Go! Booyah! Timmy Skip.
Timmy Skip in studio.
From House of Heroes on the Third Day. Going to be in studio hanging out with us.
You know,
welcome
at one point,
to the show.
There was a hashtag flying around on Twitter, and it was turn a band name into a restaurant.
Oh, I like that.
And so I tweeted, this was before I was in the band, and I tweeted House of Heroes.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really funny.
It's pretty good.
And
International nothing. House of Heroes? Question for you, speaking of Twitter.
I want to hear
it. I'm changing it.
Let me hear this.
Okay, I actually read this. A comedian, Kevin Nealon. He actually got slammed for tweeting because he was at the Aspen airport. Did you hear about what happened with that private jet?
Oh, yeah. It crashed, right?
Yes. And that, like Leanne Rimes.
Yes.
Kevin Nealon, different celebrities.
There were a few celebrities there.
That were, you know, taken off and they witnessed it.
Oh.
And so Kevin Nealon was live tweeting saying, hey, horrendous plane crash just happened here. I think it was a private jet. And he got, like, destroyed with words.
Why?
For live tweeting that. Because somebody died, and he had said, man, I don't think it looked really bad. The explosion was crazy. I don't think there are survivors. And people did survive, but they were in critical condition. So he was, like, updating it as it was happening. I have no idea why. But at least one person died, two others injured after a private plane crash Sunday in Aspen, Colorado. The plane, according to the sheriff's office, had three people on board. It originated from Mexico, stopped in Arizona, arrived at the Aspen Pitkin County Airport. Leanne Rimes, Kevin Nealon, they were a few that witnessed the crash.
Wow.
Both took to Twitter.
They both took to Twitter.
Leanne Rimes tweeted, so sad, horrible plane crash we just saw happen at the Aspen airport. And people were like furious that they were live tweeting because somebody died and how insensitive. So what is the etiquette? If you witness something, is there like a proper etiquette for...
No, that's so dumb. Because sometimes when live tweeting like that happens... Now, granted, you're not going to know all the facts because it's happening live, so that's just real life.
Right.
But sometimes that alerts authorities to emergencies.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like,
yeah.
I read a story about a girl that put up a Facebook status or something because she was in her home and she was getting, like, beat.
Wow.
By her boyfriend or her husband or something, and he had unplugged all the phone lines and everything. Or maybe she got on the computer or something, and she updated her status on Facebook, and somebody alerted the authorities, and that's how she got out of it. You know,
that's crazy.
Is anybody mad at her for doing that?
Right. So I don't know what the proper... I don't know the etiquette.
Is it because they're celebrities?
Maybe. Static!
Oh, my goodness.
Good morning!
Good morning.
Dude, gentlemen, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Shane!
Dude, my voice has been crazy. Man, so anyway, bear with me. Yeah, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say, as a celebrity or somebody that that accepts the limelight and what comes with it, I think that the critics come and you know they're going to be there. So regardless of what you're doing, somebody's going to be sitting out there calling the game from the armchair and trying to slight you. And I don't think it's anything that he should worry about.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just think that it's unfair to be really blunt about it. I think it's pretty unfair. You know, he's just another person like we all are, regardless of whether you do television, radio, or anything else.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think that unfortunately you get people like that, that their lot in life is to throw mud pies at your face.
Yeah.
And it really doesn't matter what you're up to. So, yeah.
Right on, man. Thanks for that call. Happy big one.
And let me throw this at you. So, dude, no voice since 2 days before Christmas, get the opportunity of a lifetime, co-host a television show for a network called Go Nameless for now. Last night, 7 p.m., no voice all day. I'm asking for everybody to pray for me. I roll into the audition, dude, and hit a home run. Fly to L.A. Friday, seal the deal with the executives, and off I go, man. So just pray for me, be in my corner, and love me, dudes.
Yes.
Dang, man, that's great.
We do love
you. Yeah, dude. And then when I come to town and I'm a little more famouser,
yeah,
you guys will be able to invite me down to hang out with you.
Can we be in your entourage?
Dude, can I be in yours?
Whatever. My entourage Listen, man, I love you guys, dude.
And,
love you, too.
And I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah,
right,
man.
All right.
Later, my dude.
Happy New Year.
So here it is on the Twitters.
The Twitters.
He tweeted while he was seeing it happen. He said, horrible plane crash here at the Aspen Airport. Exploded into flames as it was landing. I think it was a private jet. Fire truck and ambulances were on the scene within minutes. I don't believe there are any survivors. So as information became available, he says, it didn't look like there could be survivors, but just hearing some survive but are in critical condition. Clearly shaken, Kevin Nealon wrote, I think I'll drive back to L.A. after seeing that. And people thought that was insensitive to say.
Oh, come on!
You can't say stuff like that. You can't say stuff like that.
We have an emergency broadcast thing happening right now. If you're listening over the app, they can't hear it, right?
Right.
But if here in Albuquerque, we're out right now because listen, this is in the background.
In five.
Well, thanks for concluding the test, friend.
Two. One. Uh huh.
Sounds like we're getting on the internet.
Okay, here we go. Oh, man, that was the craziest conversation we
just
had.
Man, I cannot believe.
Oh, Albuquerque, I'm so glad you guys were listening.
Startling revelation to ever happen to Albuquerque, New Mexico just happened.
Yeah.
Well, holy cow.
Too big to repeat.
I can't even fathom that. We're going to have to go back and podcast it and listen to what that other caller had to say.
Unbelievable.
That just caught
stuff.
In within that 20 seconds and pretty much told us the meaning of life.
It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable news, man. From the heart of Albuquerque, New Mexico.
I don't even know where to go from there after
that. I don't either. We better just go to a song.
All right. On the way, Timmy Skip from House of Heroes.
Woo! And his buddy John.
That's right. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static.
Get ready for a jolt. Ready?
Wake up!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Wake up!
On Static Radio.
And here comes trouble. Here comes trouble.
Good morning!
Hey! The Welcome. Gang's all here.
Come on out, right over there. Yeah.
Right. John, you too.
I almost started playing another song.
What?
I wasn't sure.
You weren't sure of
I
what?
Guess in Ohio time, 10 minutes really means 20.
In Ohio time, 10 minutes means a lot of things.
Yeah, this is true. Welcoming to the show, Timmy Skip, frontman, House of Heroes.
Hey, guys.
John, what's your last name?
Also Jonathan.
Jonathan Frazier.
Jonathan Frazier.
Yes. You may remember him from such sitcoms as Cheers.
Married with Children.
Frazier.
Also
obviously.
Home Improvement. He played Wilson.
Incredible stuff. Yeah. It's good times. Good times to be had by all, you know?
That's right.
I was a huge fan. Huge fan. So you guys are in studio because you're trekking it across the world.
Yeah,
you're
that's
driving
right.
around the globe. It's pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, yeah. No, we started in Africa, drove across the Atlantic, and we're here.
Yeah. Dude, that's great. That's great. So final destination point, where you guys want to end up? Was it Indonesia or?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
We're going to Sochi.
Yes.
Jonathan still thinks he's got a shot at making the Olympic team.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. Curling.
Now, you, I thought it was figure skating, and I was going to say, I've seen video of your masterful triple axel.
Okay.
It rivals only the likes of Tonya Harding.
Now, we have a dear listener out in Las Cruces who is originally from the San Diego area.
Oh.
And I promised him this morning I would play the San Diego Chargers theme song.
No! No.
Tim, do you know who wrote this song?
POD.
Yeah. That pod, man. That pod's good.
Oh, they're from the South Town.
This hurts me.
Tim Skip from the Ohio area, huge Bengals fan. So would you like to give your interpretation of, I don't know, what happened?
I think the first round of the playoffs happened to the Bengals, who just can't seem to get around it.
Is Andy Dalton the next Tony Romo?
I don't even think he's that good.
Wow. But he's a believer, and he went to Texas Christian University.
I like the guy.
He's a musician. Right? He loves worship.
He's cool, but look at, I mean, when you look at the receivers that he has and the options, you should do a lot more with that offense. Even if you just have to dink and dunk all the time.
Dink and dunk reminds me of those, what was that candy with the kangaroo? Dunkaroos. That's what I thought of when you said dink and dunk. I was like, hey, Dunkaroos are good.
And I immediately thought of the Teletubbies.
That's not why you thought of the Teletubbies. That's not why. Inside jokes on the radio. You can't see us, and you can't know the joke either.
Man.
Welcome to the show.
So you guys are actually traveling out to Salt Lake.
That's right. The Great Salt Lake.
The Great Salt Lake.
Probably.
Jonathan, you got
to. I'm sorry. Go
no,
ahead.
You go.
I was going to say probably the cleanest city in America.
Probably,
that thing is
actually
clean.
Yeah, yeah. Fan, which is exactly why Jonathan chose to move there, because it is clean. Cleanliness. It's close to godliness, and Salt Lake City is close to, well.
Planetliness.
Planet Fitness. Planet Fitness.
That's what it's close to. It's only $10 a month to live in Salt Lake.
Nobody knows about it yet.
No contracts. So, Jonathan, we were talking about you actually earlier because you are a film dude.
I am.
You've made some amazing filmness in your time.
Filmness.
When are we going to see stuff from you?
Whenever you want.
Is it on Netflix? Because I usually, did they purge it?
There's this new thing called the World Wide Web.
I've heard of that.
There's many options.
Yeah. Right, right.
Lots of spiders used in the creation of that thing.
That's what I hear. Mm. Just as long as they're not from Middle Earth, man.
They're the ones from The Matrix.
Hey, wait, you like Middle Earth? You are a fan of Lord of the Rings movies?
Fun fact.
You're a film guy.
I was not a fan until my wife got super into them.
Oh, okay.
And then I was, by default, a major
You became
absolutely Middle
a
Earth
huge fan.
Yeah.
I just know, like, film dudes normally, it's like, the depth of this film was not profound enough. You see, maybe if they had gotten Paul Giamatti to play Gandalf, and
I mean,
Philip Seymour Hoffman as Aragorn.
He was brilliant and Capote. Absolutely brilliant.
Wait, Paul Giamatti is in Amazing Spider-Man 2? I may have to give it a try.
Oh my gosh, he was in The Master?
The boundaries and depths of his being.
Despite my boundless knowledge, I still don't understand that film.
Now, did you hear that Joaquin Phoenix is actually signing on, allegedly, to play Lex Luthor in the new Superman movie?
What?
Have you heard that?
No.
Yeah, that's a rumor.
That gives weight to it.
Levity,
you know?
Rumors. If you will.
What happened to Bryan Cranston?
No,
I think that was just a rumor, too.
I read something, too, where they were saying we'll probably get more information about that in February.
Ooh!
I'm guessing around, you know, Super Bowl or I don't know if we'll get a trailer or something, but it seems to be that's when they start announcing a lot of stuff because studios have trailers in the Super Bowl, so all the other studios are like, oh yeah, well, we're going to release all this new information because we couldn't afford a Super Bowl spot.
Yep. But hey,
man,
I'm looking forward to it.
I miss hanging out with you guys because I don't know anything about comic books anymore.
And your band is called House of Heroes.
I know. But see, I always feel like I'm on the cutting edge of things, but then when I hang out with Mateo, he's like, guess what?
That's how I say it every time.
Every time.
It's my intro.
Every time.
Guess what? And it always starts with, it's rumored that.
Yeah.
I love it. And Forever 21 in the stockroom, that's all we would talk about.
Yeah.
And then we would start throwing out like our celebrity wish list castings, you know, for movies. Oh, this guy would be awesome if he played this guy, and then this and that, and then this, and then what if this happened? Yeah. And then James would show up, our buddy James, and he'd be throwing wild cards everywhere. It was nuts.
Did you see who they cast for the part of Wonder Woman?
No, who?
Dude, Haley Joel Osment,
yeah.
The little boy from The Sixth Sense.
It's going to be weird.
It's going to be interesting.
What? Wait,
it's confirmed. It's confirmed. Take that one. Eat that one up.
No,
enjoy it. That one's real. Tweet it.
It's not real.
That's happened.
I just did.
It's one of the girls.
We're a plethora of knowledge. We know.
It's one of the girls from Fast and Furious.
It
though.
Is. It
oh.
is.
Oh.
Gal
Gadot.
The Israeli.
It was McGonagall from the Harry Potter movies.
Okay.
Yeah, she's old, but
Gal McGonagall.
They're gonna like, you know, computer animate stuff.
Well, we need to really do this. We need to start tweeting things, guys.
Did you hear?
According to Hollywood Latino, is that what it's called? No, what's that?
No,
what's
Latino that? Review.
There you go.
That's it.
That's where Matt gets most of his information.
It's true. That's really a source.
Hey, the saddest thing is I've heard so much stuff from that place that now I know not to trust it.
Yeah.
That's when you know you've listened to somebody way too much.
Can we please start a new Twitter called the Hollywood Latino?
Yeah.
And we just come up
We're
with...
We're going to get sued!
Haley Joel Osment. Signed on, man.
Signed on.
He was the little boy in The Sixth Sense. You thought he was amazing there. Wait till you see him play
Wonder Woman. Life-changing role.
Oh, man.
It's going to be a game changer for Finn.
Why do you show up at the very end of the show?
He had to
leave.
Where are you going?
We're done.
We're done, Zoe.
I mean,
10.
We're done. 10 o'clock's our
cutoff. I'll hang out with Mitch and just make fun of her.
There you go.
She's too intimidating.
We told her. We said, Timmy's probably not going to make it to our show, so it looks like he's going to be co-hosting with you today. And she said, okay, but I got to cover a break, and so it's going to be a minute. And
I don't guess that's going to work out because I have to go see ya. He's gone.
We said, it's not Colin, Tim, you're okay.
Yeah.
So
hey, no, one more question for you, though. Jonathan, you just did a video with our boy Armin J, right?
Yeah.
That's true, yeah. Title track off of his new record, Everything's Different, Nothing's Changed.
Which we play right here on Static.
We play that song.
Yes, wonderful song. Yeah, did a video. Should be releasing this week or next, actually.
Nice.
So be on the lookout for it.
Very cool.
When it releases, we'll put it up on the Facebook.
Awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
Head to head. Film buff, not film buff.
Sports buff.
Sports buff. Just buff.
Just buff buff.
Thank you, Planet
Fitness.
They
call him Buff Bagwell.
Greatest movie of all time. Go.
You got yours?
Oh, no.
Okay, I got mine. Edward Scissorhands.
Wow. Okay. You went for some
nice.
Depth there.
It's
and there's a football
favorite.
Guy in there who makes fun of him. So it's like the jock guy in there. So you fit the sports in there, too.
Yeah.
Come on, Jonathan. Greatest film of all time. It's an easy question.
Okay. All right. Fast and Furious.
Yes!
What
Gosh!
Just happened?
It's, that's
just
the best
happened?
Thing I've ever heard. I live my life quarter mile at a time.
Gosh.
You see.
No!
No, it's not. No. That's not a good choice.
However, today is one of the single greatest actors of all time, and I know as a film major guy, you will totally agree with this.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have you list off the top three films of all time by this actor, because today, honestly, really is his birthday.
Oh, man.
Talking about the one, the only,
on the
David
spot.
Caruso.
Oh.
It really is David Caruso's birthday.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is, from CSI Miami. Yo!
I thought we were going to say, it's high praise.
It actually is also Nicolas Cage's birthday, so they share a birthday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Nick Cage and David Caruso, two of this generation's finest actors. So.
Man.
Okay, film major and industrialist guy.
Industrialist?
Yes, this is what happens.
Can we go Nick Cage? Nick Cage is so wide open.
Just name five Nick Cage movies, period, go.
Con Air, Face Off, The Rock, Left Behind.
Of course. Up and coming. Up and coming.
Man.
That's four.
What's a good number five?
We're going to steal the Declaration.
Yes, National Treasure. Boom! One and two.
There you go. Okay, you did it. You survived.
Whoa.
You survived. That's
Thank
a tough
you.
One,
Thank
man.
You.
It's Nick Cage we're talking about here. I mean, come
man.
On.
He's had a couple of decent, I mean, Raising Arizona,
Thank you.
Leaving
did you,
Las Vegas.
Did you like morning. Family Man? Yeah. Did you like that movie?
I loved it. I Absolutely. Thought Taylor Leone was awesome.
Yeah.
I think the Don Cheadle's in that movie.
You see, guys, if you watch that movie, I think Jonathan will agree with me. you see,
it's all about the character development.
Exactly, but what is not okay about it is they develop these characters in great depth, and you come to love and understand them, only to reverse it and change the characters back to normal at the end with no resolve.
Hey, that's a glimpse by definition, friend.
I'm just saying.
I just quoted Don Cheadle in The Family Man. Booyah. Full circle.
Boom. Well, there it is.
Well done.
I hate that we're out of time. I hate it.
I hate it too.
I also hate snakes, Doc. Hate them. Film major. What is it from? Snakes. Hate them.
Indiana
I hate
Jones.
Them, Doc. Yes.
Yeah.
Jimmy Skip for the win. You guys coming in at a solid second place, Jonathan.
Pray for these two as they journey on to the cleanest city in the world.
Yeah.
Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City.
It's so clean because of all the salt.
Yeah.
It just sterilizes everything.
Well, the lakes, and I don't know if you knew this, when the great meteor hit and killed all the dinosaurs, it hit the lakes.
That's
why they became so solidified with salt, and the lakes spread out and washed the city clean.
Beautiful.
White as snow, or salt, if you will.
There you go.
And I have something else I want to say, but it's terribly inappropriate.
That's fine.
Oh, man.
Oh, well, I guess we're out of time.
We're out.
For more on these characters, houseofheroes.com/filmography.
Also, be looking for a new project from Tim and his lovely wife, Stephanie, called Copper Lily.
Yeah, mm-hmm. January 21st.
Oh, amazing. There it is.
So wait. It's coming out January 21st, and you haven't even given it to us yet, and it's like the month of?
I just got the master. I'm going to download the master here in about 10 minutes.
So that means next Tuesday for New Music Tuesday, we can premiere something maybe?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah!
Beautiful.
Yeah,
oh, exclusive.
Does that mean you're going to be on the phone with us doing like a real interview?
I don't see why not.
It's going to be you guys and then Switchfoot, because they got a new record coming out next week, so I guess
we
can bump them. They're not even, you know, we'll bump them.
Hey, and Number One Gun.
We don't have time. That's the 21st.
That's the 21st.
With okay.
And Armin J, too.
Armin J.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good week.
Yeah.
On New Music Tuesday next week.
Also, I hear Nicki Minaj, her
oh, man. She got that super bass.
Yeah, with Rihanna. It's going to be really good. Dr. Dreidel's making an appearance as well.
We're going back to that game.
Dr. Dreidel.
Dr. Dreidel. Rihanna.
Are we done? We are cutting into Mitch's show at this point.
Who's Mitch?
Oh, man. Coming up next, Middays with Mitch. If you missed any part of this morning show, how dare you?
Yes.
Also, you can podcast us at mystaticradio.com. We out.
Yeah.
Until tomorrow, it is Wednesday, which means Shock Therapy Live back in effect with our dear friend, Pastor Nate Heitzig.
Nate.
Yeah. And much, much more. Because, you know, we're Static Radio.
That's what we do.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us. It's great to see you guys.
Yeah, we'll have to take a photo and put it on Instagram.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Be like, we're cool.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
The studio smells less bad than it did last time.
Yes!
Good.
Perfect.
Good.
That's how we do.
We've been working on our smells.
Amazing. Until tomorrow, it's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static Radio.